We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We begin a Siman Reish Nun Dalet, Dinei Tavshilin Hamuchanim Me'arev Shabbos, Kedei Lihim Gamer B'Shabbos. Sif Aleph, says the Mechaber, Af Al Pisha Basar Chai Mutter Lahashoso, Hani Mili B'Kedera, Av Al B'Tzali She'etz Al Ha'esh, Aser Lahanicho, Samuch L'Hashecha, Shemem Maher L'Hizbashel V'Asi L'Chatuye. Even though we have said in the earlier simon that there is a heter of kedera chaisa, raw meat is allowed to be left on an uncovered fire, which is not gar v'katum, if it is put up right before Shabbos. This is only true if it is in a kedera in a pot with other liquid. However, if it is tzli, it is being roasted, there is no liquid involved, and it is right next to the fire, you cannot put it up right before Shabbos, because on such a fire, if there is no liquid involved, it can cook fast. And we are afraid, even if you put it up right before Shabbos, that you might come to stoke the coals to make the fire hotter so that the food will be ready for Friday night. The Mishnah Berurah says that when we say tzli, that excludes even tzli kedar, which means that if it is in a pot and it is being, even if it doesn't have any liquid, but it's being cooked in the liquid, the juices which come out of the meat, that also has a din of kedera and not a din of tzli, and it will be mutter to put that up raw right before Shabbos as well. Obviously, even in case of tzli, if it is already Michael ben Drusai, according to the second day we saw earlier, or it is completely cooked at Mitzdamik Viralo, according to the first day we saw earlier, then it's going to be mutter to leave it, even if it is not garf v'katum. Continuing the Mechaber, v'hani milu v'sar shor o is, this is only true about the meat of a bull or a goat, aval basar gedi v'of, shehem minutachim le'evarim, but if we are talking about the meat of a lamb or a bird which is cut up, mutter, you can put that close to the fire, even right before Shabbos, even sli. We are not afraid that you are going to come to make the fire larger. Because if you stoke the coals, then that food is going to burn. Habasar is going to burn. Because it only needs a slight warmth, but too much fire will burn that meat. So since there is no concern that you are going to be mechatah b'gecholim, you can put it up raw right before Shabbos, even tzli, that type of meat. If we are talking about an oven which is completely tach betit, it has plaster around the mouth of the oven, the entrance of the oven, bein gediva of shlem and bein basar shor always mutter d'lochashin and lechitui. In such a situation, the meat is going to be mutter to put up right before Shabbos, because we're not afraid of chitui in such a case. She'im ba liftoach hatan or lechatos, because if you break open that tit, tikanes haruach v'yitzdan in hatan or v'yiskasha habasar v'yafsid, then the wind is going to come in and it will ruin the meat. In this case, it doesn't matter whether it is raw completely or it is a little bit cooked, as we saw earlier, unless it is Michael ben Josiah according to the second day, or it's Tamik Varal according to the first day. There is no heter of Kedera Chaisa in the case of Tzli. The Ramah continues, V'cholzman shechalol haguf shalem, afal bishain alav rosh uchrav mikri shalem, as long as the cavity of the animal is still complete, it is still called shalim. It does not have the heter of the meat in pieces, as we saw earlier. The Rama continues, V'yesh machmirim v'sovrin debetaner tuch betit hakol shari, v'yalgaba ye'esh humagula hakol aser, uvetaner shepiv mechusa ela she'enu tuch betit, azeh shechali bing diva of l'shar basar kederach shenisbar v'hachi nal kisvar azo. The Rama brings another daya, which has a chumra and a kula. The chumra is that even basar gedi is going to be usher if the fire is completely uncovered and you put it next to the fire and it is tzli. But the kula is that if the tanner is tuach betit, the door to the oven has a plaster so that it is completely shell closed, then you can put anything you want in the oven. And this goes back on all the cases that we saw. This heter of the Rama has a far-reaching consequences for us as well. It is a tremendous heter where we would allow you to be masha a food, to put food before Shabbos onto a hot plate or onto a stove, anything, even if it's not gar v'katum, as long as it is tuach betit, which in our case would mean, according to some poskim, if the knobs are removed completely, or if the knobs are covered with tape, or any heker, in which case it would make it hard for you to turn the knobs to raise the fire, that is going to be considered tuach betit, and you would be allowed to leave food on the fire from before Shabbos, even if it is not Gar v'katam. This is a tremendous heter that we have according to the Ramah. This does not apply according to the Mechaber, as he does not go with this daya about everything being mutter if it is tuach patim. But according to the Ramah, we have a tremendous heter which would allow us to leave food on the fire from before Shabbos, even if it's not gar v'katam, as long as it is tuach patit, that the knobs are very hard to turn due to whatever you place on top of them.